Number 12. A vertical farm system named Agogro was constructed in Singapore. In this system, there are a lot of bookshelf-like towers. The highest tower is 9 meters tall, and all of the towers contain a lot of racks in which vegetables are grown. The racks are rotated up and down in a cycle of about 8 hours to get sunlight at the upper part and water at the bottom. This vertical farm system has been constructed to produce vegetables in urban areas. The area for producing vegetables has spread not only horizontally, but also vertically. The idea of making vertical farms has also been considered in the U.S. Dixon D. Despommier, one of the pioneers of the vertical farm, is suggesting high-rise buildings for vertical farms be built in urban areas. In the buildings, many kinds of vegetables will be cultivated under natural sunlight and LED light. The electricity used in the vertical farm will be generated from sunshine and wind. The building is huge, so naturally the amount of crops produced will also be huge. The construction of vertical farms in urban areas will benefit a lot of people. For example, the prices of vegetables in urban areas will go down because distribution times and costs will be greatly cut. In addition, the producers can offer safer crops without pesticides, because this type of farm is indoors and away from harmful insects. Generally, farms take up a lot of land, and offices are contained in tall buildings. This is generally accepted as being the way things are. However, the vertical farm will come to be viewed as another standard in agriculture, which also has the potential to solve food problems in the future. Changing ways of thinking are now changing the style of agriculture and changing our future.